Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday stated that India is not only at the center of discussions about the global future, but also leading the discourses. Addressing an event in Delhi, Mr. Modi said India enjoys a position globally that it had never enjoyed before. He noted that the confidence in India is stronger than ever, be it major nations or global platforms.
दुनिया के बड़े देश हो दुनिया के बड़े मंच हो भारत को लेकर जिस विश्वास से भरे हुए हैं ये पहले कभी नहीं था ये पेरिस में एआई एक्शन समिट के दौरान हुए डिस्कशन में भी रिफ्लेक्ट हुआ है आज भारत ग्लोबल फ्यूचर से जुड़े विमर्श के सेंटर में है और कुछ चीजों में उसे लीड भी कर रहा है
Prime Minister Modi asserted that India has been on a rapid development path since 2014. He pointed out that in just a decade, India became one of the top five economies of the world and expressed confidence that India will become the third largest economy in the coming years. Mr. Modi added that his government sees the private sector as a key partner in India's journey towards becoming a Viksit Bharat. The Nagaland Private Doctors Association, NPDA, has said it will continue providing services under Ayushman Bharat, PMJAY and CMHIS following assurance from Nagaland Health Protection Society to clear all outstanding bills within 2 weeks. However, the NPDA noted that if payments are not made within the assured time frame, it will be compelled to pursue legal action and take necessary steps. The association has urged concerned authorities to fulfill their commitments to prevent a potential healthcare crisis, highlighting that private hospitals are facing significant financial distress due to delayed payments by Future Generali Insurance. Previously, private healthcare providers had announced a suspension of services under PMJAY and CMHIS amid a breakdown in relations with insurance providers and health authorities. Nagaland Forest Management Project, NFMP, has been honoured with the prestigious Scotch Award 2024. The award was presented at a ceremony during the 100th Scotch Summit in New Delhi yesterday. Deputy Conservator of Forest and Deputy Project Director, NFMP, Ango Konyak, along with Resident Commissioner Nagaland House, New Delhi, Wenye Konyak, received the award on behalf of the State Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. The NFMP, implemented by the department with assistance from Japan International Cooperation Agency, focuses on improving forest ecosystems, rehabilitating gum areas, and supporting income generation and livelihoods. The project, running from 2017 to 2027, covers 185 villages across 11 districts and 22 forest ranges. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar emphasized the importance of each citizen's duties. Speaking at the 10th convocation of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi University in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday, he said, "Every individual has certain duties which our culture teaches. He urged upon all to fulfill these civic duties with diligence.
हर व्यक्ति के कुछ कर्तव्य हैं। भारतीय संविधान में मौलिक दायित्व भी है पर इसमें संविधान को देखने की आवश्यकता नहीं है हमारी संस्कृति हमें सिखाती है कि हमारा दायित्व क्या है वी मस्ट डिस्चार्ज आवर सिविक ड्यूटीज डिलिजेंटली और ये जब हम करेंगे तो नतीजे निकलेंगे पहला वी विल मार्च एंड द मार्च विल बी फास्ट ट्रैक फॉर अटेनिंग डेवलप्ड भारत वी विल अनशेकल आवरसेल्व्स फ्रॉम द कॉलोनियल माइंडसेट
Stressing that nationalism is our identity, Mr. Dhankar called upon prioritizing national interest above any political or personal interest. Further, Mr. Dhankar highlighted youth as the most crucial stakeholder in democracy who will drive the engine of progress. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng said the Nagaland Super League NSL provides a unique platform to strengthen unity as it brings players from diverse tribes to compete without any room for tribalism but focused solely on winning for the team. Speaking at the launch of NSL Fan Zone in Sumukedima Football Stadium yesterday, he expressed belief that NSL will be the stepping stone for Naga talents to shine at the national level and open other opportunities. He highlighted the fan zone as an addition for fans to enjoy, complementing the excitement of football matches. Mr. Zileng urged everyone to maintain decorum, decency and respect for each other as they cheer for their team. And Deputy Commissioner of Mokokchun Suvise Poji has announced that restoration of Tsutsung Bridge on National Highway 202 has been completed. Consequently, vehicular movement on the stretch is now permitted with immediate effect. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.